Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When it was evening of the day of the resurrection, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the authorities, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After Jesus said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When Jesus had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
The giver of the flames of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Before I begin, I want to say to you how remarkable it is to hear the scripture spoken in so many different languages. So many different languages all saying the same thing. And as I think about the world and the challenges that we have before us, it does my heart good. It does my heart good to hear that the language of God is spoken in so many different languages across the world. On celebratory occasions, at the great festivals, in theme parks, in places elsewhere, and at times of great significance, the fireworks are fired, and the sky is filled with exciting and eloquent examples of light passing light, of sparks glowing brightly and then disappearing into the night. And the finales are almost always events which engender oohs and ahs of the spectators. I can recall that on several occasions, the starbursts into smaller starbursts, into smaller starbursts, and yet smaller starbursts, as if the very light of the first was being spread across the whole of the sky. And of course, who could miss the cacophony of sound? And on other occasions, near the fireplace, near a fire pit, or out of the bonfire, they all seem to hold the fascination of those inclined, like me, to be pensive, watching as the tongues of fire seem to separate themselves and, flashing for the moment, disappear into the darkness. Pentecost, the birthday of the church. Happy birthday to us. Let the fireworks continue. As that great spark of light that was the person Jesus disappeared into the darkness of the sky, something happened, my brothers and sisters, to those who had followed him. Today I want to remind you that something that happened changed the course of the entire cosmos. Of course it did. This happening is central to our faith for today. It's essential to our faith story of the day. Of course it is. And as obvious as it may seem to you, I was surprised to discover that that happening is virtually opposite of all that was happening before in the story of God's activity on earth. Until what happened did indeed happen, there was an understanding that existed among the hearts of the people of God, those persons who were designated as the chosen of God, that is reflected in the words of Isaiah. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. All nations shall stream to it. All nations shall look to Jerusalem, the seat of the God of the Holy of Holies, for their salvation. And in that place were the keys of life, under and within the realm of God. And in that place, let us not forget, were the keepers of the keys. And they were the rule makers and the arbiters of access to that Holy of Holies where sat the one God. It may be obvious to you, but it was not obvious to me until not all that long ago now. A colleague of mine stated what was obvious to him. The Hebrew biblical story was about coming together as a people, the gathering of persons of God under the theological leadership of the children of Abraham. The children of Abraham were specially blessed. Remember your Abraham story. And through them, the world would be blessed. They were blessed, and they would be a blessing to the world. The trajectory of faith beckoned the faithful towards the temple. In the Christian corpus, the story is a bit different. In the Christian corpus, the trajectory of faith calls the faithful into themselves and outward into the world. The Hebrew story, I believe, was about the collection of a people, the definition of a people by the laws. The Christian corpus was about the dispersal, the reaching across. The Hebrew story was about the separation of the children of God from all the rest who were known as the nations. And in one of the greatest of all ironies, in the Christian story is the liberation of access to God for all across the world, and through which the spark of Jesus would be spread across the whole world. It would hold within it the seed of finally, finally, we hope, the collecting of the whole of humankind into oneness within the light of that spark, which was Jesus of Nazareth. Several times now, I've reminded you recently that we catch our faith from the glory of faith burning in those who have come before us. The incandescence of those persons has fed our incandescence, and we in turn are feeding the nascent incandescence in those persons who follow us. The star has burst into stars, my brothers and sisters, that are bursting into stars, that are bursting into stars. The tongues of flames from the fires within us leap from our fires into the darkness of that world outside. The breath of God is in us. Jesus in the Gospel of John breathes the Spirit into us. Receive the Holy Spirit. And now we are called by God to live out our lives as if that is true. Unless we live out our lives as if the breath of God is within us or the fire of the Holy Spirit is within us, I think we're not being the light that we are expected to be. We fade prematurely into the night. We are not perhaps the light we are expected to be. Pentecost is an excellent time to ask of ourselves, why are we here? Why this celebration of balloons and banners and speaking in tongues? Why do we come to church? And how does our coming to church make any difference whatsoever in that world out there? The world seems to be more and more a field of conflict between good and evil, where persons living out their calls toward goodness, where these persons are stabbed to death on trains, where persons filled with hatred drive vans onto the sidewalks of the London Bridge, where this country is pulled towards isolationism, where we are purposefully joined together in that isolationism with those outside the broader context and commonwealth of the nations across the world. Why do we come to church? Some of the reasons that we come to church are good and healthy. Others may be less so. For most of us, it is a time for honoring God. For most of us, it is a place, this place, where the fires within get nourished and fueled and stoked for the missions we are called by the Holy Spirit to serve. For all, it must at some level involve some form of a spark or flame or fire. Even on those occasions when we may not feel the spark or flame or fire, we come in faith and in hope that we may once again catch the spark or rekindle those flames. Most of the people in the first of all those rooms where the flames of the Holy Spirit filled them, whose hearts were touched directly by the flame of the spark of Jesus, paid a price for their willingness to change the world. Changing the world remains costly. It continues to require the investment of energy, your energy and my energy. We are called to spend some of our emotional capital in the process. If we feel no fire in our faith, we need to try to find it in other rooms where the flames of the Holy Spirit live. And on this birthday of the church, we are reminded to look here in this one. To look here and here and here and here and here for the sparks that we need. Today is Pentecost. Let us wish ourselves as the living church many happy returns of the day when the star that took its light from the Creator of light burst into smaller stars that burst into yet smaller stars, as if the very light of the first was being spread across the whole of the sky and throughout the whole of time. We, my brothers and sisters, are the church. Let us behave as if we are the church, and let our lights shine forever, forever and ever. Amen.